So Princess blindly led her new companions, Pinesy and Samuel, to the throne room where her father, the great dragon Sky, was. When Pinesy walked into the room, she looked at the dragon, and she noticed that he was a beautiful, beautiful red color, and his skin, or scales, as the case may be, had a shimmering quality to them that went back and forth from orange to red and made his whole body seem like it was glowing, kind of like the embers of a fire. And his eyes shone red as well. So Pinesy was confused. So she asked blindly, "I've heard that your father, the king, was a dragon and a dwarf. How can this be?" So blindly told her that her father once was a dwarf, but he had run across a wizard in his travels and had been given an enchanted set of dice. And the wizard warned him that all who used the dice would either have great fortune or great misfortune come upon them whenever they rolled. So their fate was decided by the dice and should be respected as much as such. So the king decided that he would play the game, and he rolled the dice. And when he rolled the dice glowed, and a message appeared, seemingly in thin air, that says, "You turn into a dragon until the chosen one can free you." So he turned into a dragon, the dragon that you see here today. And we found the wizard who gave him the dice and asked him how we could turn him back. But he said that the only solution was for someone else to play the game in order to find the one that was chosen to free him from his imprisonment. So many of the townspeople and great warriors and soldiers all tried, and some had great success and some had great failure, but none freed the dragon and turned him back into their beloved king. Some soldiers walked away with great fortune, some lost their lives in the process. So after a while, no one in the kingdom wanted to try the dice because they were afraid of what might happen to them. So, fearing for her father, blindly decided that she would play the game, and hopefully she would be the chosen one in order to free her father. So she rolled the dice, and just as her father had done, and seemingly out of thin air, a message appeared in front of her that said that she would possess intelligence that would want the gods. So basically she became very, very, very smart. She amassed all the knowledge that anyone before or after her could ever possess. So with this great knowledge, she felt that she would be able to pass any test or trials or tribulations that the dice would put in front of her. So, much to the horror and against the advice of her subjects and dear sister, she decided to roll the dice again. But this time she wasn't so lucky, and the dice glowed and a message appeared in thin air and said that her eyesight would be removed. So hence how she got the name Blindly. But since she possessed such great intelligence, she was able to see in other ways. So she couldn't use her eyes to see, but she could still see in other ways. She could see into people's auras, if you will, or she had a great perception about people and the world around her. So though she couldn't see with her eyes, she still could function very well. So she explained all this to Pinesy, and so Pinesy asked about her sister that she mentioned, and she said to prevent her sister from doing the same thing she did and possibly hurting herself, they had her sent away and to keep her protected in another castle. So she hadn't seen her sister in years, and they lived waiting for the chosen one to come, who would play Sky's game and free him and turn him back into their beloved king. So since Pinesy felt so at home in her new kingdom, and well, in the kingdom, she felt like maybe she would try the game. She was afraid that maybe something bad would happen to her, but she felt like she needed to at least try to help and free the king. So she rolled the dice herself, and a message appeared out of thin air, and it said that she needed to solve an unsolvable riddle. And the riddle was, what's the difference between an orange? So Pinesy looked at the message and she furrowed her brow and was confused and thought and thought. And even Blindly, with her great intelligence, couldn't figure out the riddle herself. She also thought, but since it wasn't she who rolled the dice, she could not help her, could not help Pinesy. So Pinesy had to come up with an answer on her own. And she thought and she thought and she thought. And she finally said, I've got the answer. And the answer is a moose, because a vest has no sleeves. And everyone in the room fell silent when she responded, because they didn't understand how could that be the answer to the unsolvable riddle. But suddenly the dice started to shake on the ground where she had rolled them, and smoke came out of them and filled up the whole room very quickly. And as the smoke cleared, she saw that instead of a great dragon before her, she saw a man. And also, when she looked at Blindly, Blindly had regained her sight, though she did keep her great intelligence. And Blindly was so grateful to Pinesy for solving this unsolvable riddle and saving her father, the dwarf king, that she told her she could have whatever she wanted in the kingdom. And the one thing that Pinesy really wanted was to explore. She wanted to be free. That was why she left her castle. That was why she was on this journey in the first place. So she wanted to help people and she wanted to explore more. So Blindly asked her if, since she had freed the king, if she would go to the other castle where her sister was being held far, far away, and if she would let her know that their father was free now and bring her home, or at least send her home. So Pinesy agreed. She agreed to go to this castle. But she said, I'll go try to tell your sister what happened, but I don't know. I don't even know what her name is. So she said, well, my sister's name is Divine. And so Pinesy said, okay, Princess Divine, I'll go find her and let her know that her father's free and send her home. But I don't know where I'm going, so how am I going to get there? So Blindly said that she would give Pinesy her most beloved, favorite, smartest pet who knew the way. And the pet was a tiger. It's a beautiful, beautiful gray and black tiger named Steve. So Pinesy asked Blindly, well, how is he going to show me the way? He's just a lion, or not a lion, a tiger. How's he going to show me the way to where the castle is? And Blindly corrected her. She, Steve, will show you the way. She knows how to get there. She's very smart. So just follow her, and no harm will come to you as long as she's with you. So Blindly sent Pinesy on her way with her trusty pet tiger Steve and her companion Samuel. So she was so grateful that her father was freed, and she was so grateful that Pinesy decided to go and travel and let her sister know that she could come home finally. So she sent all three on their way towards the new castle where the princess was being held.